This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The time. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We've got Miles McClarity in studio. Well, dude, when you start talking, I'm like, dude, that voice, man. I mean, is that... I know football is like the main thing right now in school and all that stuff, which it should be. But do you think about like what beyond football looks like for you?
Yeah, I want to eventually go to PT school and become a physical therapist.
Nice, yeah.
But like through the years, like I've been told I could do some sort of broadcasting radio.
Oh yeah, man. You've got the voice. When you have a voice like that, you can do pretty much, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there for you.
I mean, it's definitely something I can I'm considering if the opportunity presents itself and I have the time.
I can see like whether, I mean, I know you're a big sports guy too, not just playing sports, but you pay attention. You're a Colts fan too, right? Big time Colts. Which the Colts, like, we have no hate toward the Colts or anything, so that's good at least, and Michael will be okay back there. but yeah, I could totally see, like, you know, whether it's doing sports takes or PA stuff or like that late night radio stuff where it's like the smooth, you know, you're listening to one or whatever it is, 103.1. Yeah, you would do well in that area too.
I think I don't know. I just have to psych myself into it. I feel like I stutter a lot, but
so far so good, man. I haven't heard any of that. Yeah, I mean,
I've been trying not to.
You're breezing right through this. Michael struggles at least 14 times per segment, so we're doing pretty good.
What do you mean?
Okay, no, let's not do that, Michael. We have to just correct him once. Well, it's okay. We just move right along. But so what's next, man? You guys got spring ball starting up in like a week, right?
Yeah, April 7th, spring ball starts. I'm excited. It's a little later than most schools, but I think we get to escape all the cold weather. We get to lift a little longer. So I'm really excited. This is going to be my first spring ball that I am able to participate fully.
To all the way go through.
Yeah.
Do you love lifting weights? I mean, you guys all say it. Do you actually love doing
it? Hated it. I never lifted in high school, but I actually love lifting. Like, I lifted this morning with one of my teammates, Jackson Kwame. Yeah, we just went to the rec, got a quick little 45-minute back workout, and I love lifting.
You just love it. Dude, you're looking jacked, man. You're looking jacked, ready to rock and roll.
I appreciate it.
Let's take another break here, and we'll wrap up this hour with Miles McClarity, safety for the UNC Bears. It's the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. Let's take a quick break.
Hear the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
He said, Chris says, hey, yeah, no ums and ahs, nothing like that. No mans or anything. You're doing great with this.
I appreciate it.
Now you're going to be inside your head, though. You're starting to get criticism.
Yeah.
No, you're doing a great job. Miles is going to stick with us here as we jump into the 1 o'clock hour. Coming up later on in the show, we'll have Sean Keeler from the Denver Post. Big night last night. The Nuggets win. The Avs win. Are you a Nuggets guy at all? You know the Nuggets,
not,
Miles?
I'm a Clippers fan, but I did watch the game. Thought they were going to lose it at the buzzer, but
last night was and that was a big one for the Nuggets to win, because the Suns are on that play-in cusp right now, and it's, you know, that was one where it should keep the Nuggets at least out of the play-in. So we'll take a look at that coming up next. We got the whole show pressure cooker. Miles is going to stick with us coming up next. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. back into the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Joining us in studio, safety for the UNC Bears, Miles McClarity. And I dig up the podcast. We did that. Was that 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, we did that podcast. And you were in with me for like over an hour. Mm-hmm. And we really got into like your whole story and everything that went into it. So if you just search the whole show archive podcast, whatever, search Miles McClarity, and you'll be able to find that pod. And it was fantastic, man. You were awesome to listen to on that.
I appreciate it. It was, I've done interviews and stuff like that about my whole journey, but that was the first time I really got to like go in depth about more than the surface level. Like, what was it like? Like, who helped you? Mm-hmm. Like, I really got to get in depth about what happened. So it was nice.
Well, you can see kind of how like this show, it's pretty fast paced. We got to move quickly through it. Podcast kind of gives us that opportunity to sit down, and there's really no time constraint on it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I really, once in a while, I really value those types of conversations.
Yeah. It felt good to really get some of that stuff. Cause I think about that stuff all the time. Just the time I spent in the bed and in the hospital. Mm. And it was nice to really get those.
Once you got out on the other side of it,
yeah.
And then to go back and kind of just document that, like that process too.
And like bring up things that I forgot about. It was nice.
Yeah, man. So you and I were talking shop a little bit, a little NBA. You're a big NBA guy.
Yes, sir.
But we're also, you're like me. We love the NBA. Mm-hmm. We're not quite sure why we love the NBA. Because there's some issues with the NBA. And I don't think it's really the All-Star game or the Cup that's hurting ratings in the NBA.
I mean, I think the NBA is just at a transition point to where the sweetheart time with Adam Silver is over. Mm-hmm. The transition from David Stern is over. So Adam Silver has to really cement what he's going to do for the league, and I think he hasn't really figured that out yet.
But. Well, and you were like, you know, I was with Adam Silver when he became the commissioner. Like the first thing he had to deal with was your Clippers fan was the Donald Sterling stuff, and he handled that as perfectly as you possibly could.
Lifetime ban. That was
lifetime ban. The way he came out and said, "I am banning him." Like it was epic, and then it just seems like now. We get in the weeds with so many different things that I look at and I go, like, is tanking really, is that really the epidemic in the NBA that we think it is? Or is it really just, it impacts like two or three franchises a year?
I mean, tanking, you have to tank. I mean, it's hard to be bad consistently and then not get anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're bad, significantly worse than other teams, and you have to keep playing, and you can never get down to that number one spot if you're like a 10-11 seed type team, then you're just doomed. You're in mediocrity forever.
You're stuck. Like, even if you're a playoff team, sometimes we've always said, like, if you get a 7th or 8th, before the play-in stuff happened, 7th and 8th seed, neat, you're in the playoffs, but you're going to be stuck there for a long time.
You're going to get a 15, a number 15 pick in that range, and I mean, you can get good guys.
But you can.
It's harder to find franchise-changing top echelon guys at that range.
Yeah, the percentage shot you have of getting a guy that changes your, like, no, not very often do you see teams get a Nikola Jokic in the second round that nobody knew was going to be a stud. You get lucky once in a while, but the percentage chance of that happening is crazy. Mm-hmm. So, Miles, spring ball's coming up for you, man. Got about a minute here. People can come out and check you guys out, dude. And I love that. It's really open. Mm-hmm. Coach Lamb, I think, prides himself on that and allowing people to come check this team out.
Yeah, it's nice seeing just people from the community just wanting to see what we're up to. They'll come watch scrimmages. Practices are always open. So it's good to see that we have some interest in the community.
It's moving too. There's more interest as we grow with this thing too. Mm-hmm. This won't be the last time we hear from you, my friend. We know we're going to do this again.
Yes, sir.
Let's keep in touch, and we'll be in the meantime, man. We'll be rooting for you. I cannot wait to see what you have in store for us next
sir.
Season.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck with the Clippers. You know, keep that playing spot. Yes, maybe they do something crazy.
Yeah, Thunder. That Thunder don't want to see
just
us.
Go knock them out. I would love that.
We're going to do the league
Let's
a favor.
Let's do the league a favor. Let's have the Nuggets and the Clippers in like the second round, and we'll have some fun with that, man.
Yeah.
All right, dude. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Sean Keeler from the Denver Post coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
You're every single game. We have the madness on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.